My dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure you have seen a deserted house or a house which has just been finished but not yet lived. It may have everything of a house: doors, windows, beds, table, chairs, furniture, a kitchen, and other facilities. But it is not a home, because there is no life in it. In order to be, for the house to become a home or a family, it is required that it should be inhabited by the people. Or you may have seen a corpse or a dead body. You know, the dead body has everything of a living person. You have heads, hands, ears, eyes, nose, mouth, hand, feet, and even heart and lung. But it is not a living person. It is a dead body, because there is no life in it. By analogy, before the coming of the Holy Spirit, the church was some kind of a dead body or a deserted house. It was not a true church. It has the appearance of the church, but it was not the church. The church was then a group of people of desolate, desperate, and tired of people, not a living community of the people of God. The apostles in particular were timid, faint-hearted. They locked themselves up in closed doors for fear of the Jews. Some of them went home in despair. Others ran away to hide themselves in isolated place. But the day when the Holy Spirit came, everything was changed. The Acts of the Apostles tells us, the apostles and many others were all together in one place. And suddenly out of the sky came a sound like a strong rushing wind, and it filled up the whole house where the apostles were sitting. And there appeared tongues of fire that came to rest on each of the apostles. And they all were filled with Holy Spirit and began speaking other languages. And immediately the apostles get out of their rooms and go about preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ fearlessly. They spoke, they preached fearlessly, without fear, because they already had the Holy Spirit with them. Saint Peter himself appeared at the central square of Jerusalem and addressed to the people, testifying that Jesus Christ, whom the Jews had crucified on the cross, has now risen from the dead. And his words were aflame with the Holy Spirit and convincing that more than 3,000 people were baptized on that very day. And the apostles also worked many miracles, curing many patients afflicted with different diseases. And sometimes because of the big crowd, the patient could not get close to the apostles. So their relatives carried them and blessed them along the way while Peter was about to pass by. And even the shadow of Saint Peter could cure some patients. And meanwhile, the community of the first believers was of one mind and one heart. No one claimed any private property, any private ownership of any possessions, because they share all things in common. Those who had houses or lands sold their properties and brought the proceeds of the sale and laid them at the feet of the apostles to be distributed to those who were in need. My dear brothers and sisters, we know that human nature, human beings by nature, are selfish. They often seek their own benefit or the benefit of their families. And here you see, the first Christians were different, were completely different. They were of one mind. They sold their properties and shared with other people. And so this kind of change, the change of nature, couldn't happen naturally unless by the might, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Many of us here, for example, after so many years learning English, we still find it difficult to speak the language. But here, these apostles, being illiterate fishermen, probably unable to speak their own tongue correctly, could now speak other languages fluently. How could this happen? Unless by the power of the Holy Spirit. The book of Saints tells us the story of Saint Perpetua and Felicita, the two women martyrs at the start of the 3rd century. Perpetua was a noble lady, while Felicita a slave and was pregnant when she was arrested. They both were imprisoned together. One night, Felicita suffered her labor pains so acute that she screamed. The prison guard ridicule her, saying, "Hey woman, now you cannot stand the labor pain, how could you stand the torture later on?" And Felicita answered, "Now I suffer this out of my own strength, but later at the execution site the Holy Spirit will help me." She was condemned to a bull which tossed her up and down until she died. And she died bravely without saying a word. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is the Holy Spirit who does all these wondrous things in the life of the church and in each one of us. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that many martyrs and many faithful are able to do things which they would otherwise never dare to do or even think of it. So may the Spirit come and inspire our hearts and enlighten our mind so that we can bring hope, peace, and joy to everyone and to the whole world.